Now I'd like us to move to item 19. So I'd let you continue that one, Mr. Harris.
So item 19 is calendar for a year, calendar year 2016 board meetings. Ms. Olson gave you a updated calendar based on our discussions yesterday. So the new dates are listed. So now it's really a matter of locations, and as we discussed, we were looking at Watsonville or Salinas for May, but the other locations are completely open. It's entirely up to the board where you'd like to meet when.
Did you say May?
May in Watsonville or Salinas. That's to accommodate a TMDL in that area. Right. We should probably avoid Santa Barbara in July because of the fiesta. Not that it wasn't fun, it's just that the hotels are quite expensive then. Unless we could camp out in Mr. Young's backyard, I guess, take
we
our
could.
Tents.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the bees.
The bees have been moved to the other part of the property.
Back 40.
Yeah, it would be a stinging experience.
We used to meet in Santa Barbara in the fall.
Yeah.
In September.
Right.
What could we consider that?
Fine with me.
Yeah, and it would then leave a little bit of space where if we met in September in Santa Barbara, then July could be San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm.
And that way at least we space out a little bit the meetings outside of the area.
It also gives us the opportunity to consider a location for January if we see something really stacking up that would be appropriate for the north end of the region. And I realize that we have venues to consider, but maybe we could get some input from staff on where they project some of the bigger items, which we know are 3 and 6 months out.
I already did that, and the only thing I can tell you is May for Watsonville or Salinas. So the rest of them are completely up to you guys.
Okay. When is Labor Day? I'm just trying to.
It's late in September. It's like the 7th, somewhere on that date.
This year it's the 7th.
Up next year. That's right. I keep forgetting we're looking at next
year.
So
we're after Labor Day in late September. I ought to know this, God, but all right.
So January, you know, maybe being the beginning of the year, having the meeting here.
Fine. I don't have any problems.
Fine. So January would be San Luis Obispo.
So are we basically looking at 4 meetings in San Luis Obispo, 1 in Santa Barbara, and 1 in Watsonville Salinas? I know there was a cost issue. There were years we did 1 in Watsonville and 1 in Salinas.
There's no cost issue associated with travel. At this point, you can go wherever you want as long as it's not Hawaii or Nevada, Las Vegas.
Well, no, I was thinking of a cost issue in terms of staff travel as well, because a lot of staff.
There's no issue with travel.
Okay. I'm thinking particularly with the sometime in the next several years, the ag waiver starting to come back up again. You know, it might make sense to look for something late in the year in the Salinas area.
I have, y'all are looking at me. I have no opinion whatsoever, and it's really up to you, wherever you all can decide.
I think right now we should not think necessarily the ag waiver, because there is so much, you know, that still has to be resolved.
You know, really for presenting this to you was because you all expressed a desire to spread
right.
out your meetings.
Yeah.
So I think really the only criteria is where do you want to meet, where, when, and you know, how do you spread it out?
Yeah, I think right now the thought process here should be more driven around, do we want to give opportunities to stakeholders in other areas rather than, you know, a specific item that needs to be addressed? And that's where it is, so, and we're totally open about that.
So then maybe we try and do one late in the year. We're doing one late in the first half of the year in Watsonville, it sounds like. Maybe we try and do one late in the year in the north of the district in Monterey or Salinas to give stakeholders access to us there. It seems like if we're thinking in terms of spreading it out, that we should have that space somewhat away from the May meeting in Watsonville.
Mm-hmm.
What about Marina?
Well, Watsonville is pretty close to Marina, so if we were going to do a second one in North, Salinas would be a good option. Maybe in December. So we'd have the first two meetings of the year in SLO, and then the third meeting in May would be Salinas or Watson, July back to SLO, September Santa Barbara, and the final meeting maybe back up north somewhere such mm-hmm. as Salinas.
Do you have any contacts in Marina we could talk to?
Not that I could think of. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. But, you know, Watsonville is so close to Marina that it would seem good to be in the valley up north.
We've also, you know, met in Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done that in quite some time.
We have not met in Monterey for
their stormwater permit.
Yeah. And actually, we've discovered that the Marriott is on the per diem. We stayed there for that meeting with the water agencies.
For the desalination. Yeah.
About a month ago, and it's a very nice. It's right downtown, and so that worked out pretty well. It's just a matter of finding a venue. I think the state board used there's the College of International Studies or whatever. They had like an auditorium, if you recall, if you were there.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how accessible it is or if we have to pay for it. Or
there's also a California State University, Monterey Bay, that would probably have pretty available meeting space, too.
Hmm. So kind of staying away from the logistics because And I'm going to say this in total selfishness to me, that's something that, you know, staff needs to address. And I'm making eye contact with Tammy on that one. So right now I'd like to kind of have us decide location. And then we'll deal with accommodation as, you know, a separate item rather than taking board's time to discuss that.
How about we say Monterey area?
So we say Monterey, and now is it December? Is that
December?
December.
Okay. So let's put Monterey for December.
You know, one thing I thought about in terms of Santa Barbara was whether you wanted to consider, I think you said the first two here in SLO, but March we will have a very good sense of the kind of rain year that we've had. Santa Barbara is in pretty serious condition from a water standpoint. Do you want to consider having a meeting in Monterey so that if the drought continues and, for example, Santa Barbara, they will stop pulling water out of the lake in October because they will have reached the minimum pool. And so things get pretty tight with Santa Barbara at that point. And if it doesn't rain, of course, things are going to get very serious. So that's an option, you know, and you could have state board people come down to the meeting and focus on the water situation, and so that's just an option that you might want to think about.
So what you're suggesting is that March would be Santa Barbara, if I hear you correctly?
It's a possibility, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'd have two meetings in Santa Barbara next year.
So two Santa Barbara, you know, we would have two in the southern part of the Central Coast Regional board area, and we have two meetings in the northern part, and we would have two meetings in the central part. So to me, that seems balanced. Mm-hmm. How does that sound to everyone?
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right, so let's put March, Santa Barbara.
So I've got January SLO, March Santa Barbara, May Watsonville.
Or Salinas.
Or Salinas. July SLO, September Santa Barbara, December somewhere in the Monterey Bay.
Yep.
All right.
So we're not voting on this today. We have to bring it back to you in September.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for logistics, will you decide if you want Watsonville or Salinas?
I prefer the Watsonville venue. It's larger, and I think the parking is easier. Salinas is really a small venue, and the parking is really difficult. People have to walk blocks and blocks, so I think Watsonville actually is a more welcoming meeting place.
Okay.
That would be my comment.
That. Yeah, last time I was there, I parked in the police station area, and I didn't quite realize that, so that was not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a ticket?
No, but it was, I got some eyebrows raised at me for parking there. Okay, so let's consider Watsonville. So that's basically the layout, and then as you said, we'll confirm in September.
And we will bring this back to you for a vote in September, and we'll scout out some places we know where to go, of course, in Watsonville. That's easy enough. I think the only one that we really have to think about is Monterey Bay.
Okay.
We'll come back with some suggestions for that.
All right.
Okay, so that concludes 19. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.